I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, guys, before we get to today's Strawberry Letter, I cannot believe how amazing the studio smells today. Everybody take a big sniff.
Yes.
It doesn't it smell good, right? Good, girl.
Yeah.
What is that, lavender?
Yeah, lavender, and but this time it's lemon fresh pine sol. It just makes me so happy when I come in here and smell that. It you know, I can sing and dance all day with this. You know, every
with
time
clean
they
day,
clean,
huh?
with pine sol, the scent just makes the place smell so amazing, and it smells really clean in here. Whether it's the lemon fresh or the lavender clean, like you said, Steve, I love them all. But you know what? I was thinking, I wonder why there isn't a strawberry scent. Think about it. Think
now
about
you're thinking,
it.
Girl,
yeah,
I like
okay.
that. I like that.
Well, thank you. On the toes,
maybe that should be the next pine sol scent, okay? Strawberry
right?
shine, okay? That would definitely be clean, and it would be my way, okay? Thank you, pine sol. It smells so good
in here.
Well,
it's a good
here.
Thing you can clean, because you sure can't cook.
Thank you, Steve. All right, today it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please.
So,
no, I love
sing it.
Pine sol.
All
that. Stupid.
Pine sol. So.
All right, submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter.
I like the smell of it all. That's pine sol.
All right.
All right.
Y'all.
Buckle up. Jump hold on tight. We got it for you. It's time. Strawberry letter.
All right. Subject, do you think he can stop cheating? Dear Stephen Shirley, I can't trust anybody these days, so I'm coming to you for advice. 4 years ago, my husband and I were married, and we relocated to the city he grew up in so he could be closer to his family. I didn't know anyone in the city, but my best friend lived 30 minutes away, so that was good enough for me because she came to visit me often. A year after I got married, I got pregnant, and that's when my husband started cheating on me. I started getting random phone calls on my cell phone and our home phone from women saying that they had slept with my husband and that he's telling everyone that he's single again. After I had my baby, I left my husband for 4 months and went to stay with my parents so I could focus on being a new mom and have some peace. While I was in my hometown, I had an affair with my boyfriend from college. It happened twice, and I felt terrible, and so did he. I turned to my best friend for advice on how to deal with my affair. I figured she would help me sort everything out. Well, that was not the case. Instead of consoling me, she hit me with a whammy. She told me that she had been sleeping with my husband since I left town, and she is now pregnant with his baby.
I'll be there.
She said that since I cheated on my husband, she felt it was okay to come clean about the affair. Of course, my husband denies that it's his child, but he did admit to having sex with my best friend many times. Now
how he think it happened?
Now he is begging me to move home so we can work things out. I have drafted divorce papers, but I still love this man, and my child needs a father. What do you think I should do? Do you think he can really stop cheating? Please help. All right, this is a decision, of course, only you can make. But let's look at the facts here. Your husband slept with random women who called your cell phone and called you at home. Your husband was telling everyone that he was single again. You went to your best friend for comfort and found out that your husband was cheating with her. And this is the worst one of all. Your stank so-called best friend is now pregnant by your husband. Your husband is denying it, of course, but a DNA test will clarify that up. And yes, you're right. You know, you still love this man and your child does need a father, but you got to think about how you felt and how all of this has ruined your family and what this has done to you before you think about taking him back. The trust is broken in this relationship. You no longer have a best friend because your best friend is pregnant with your husband. This is a true, true mess right here. You and your child deserve better. You know, it's up to you if you want to stay in this situation. I mean, if you think you want to fight for and salvage your marriage, but this is a long road to get back to the trust and to the love and all of that. I mean, counseling, Jesus, all of the above you're going to need if you think you want to stay in this marriage. Steve?
This raggedy mess ain't even really worth getting into. I'm going to just be honest with you, because both these people, my husband and I married, relocated to the city he grew up in so he could be closer to his family. Right there. Why y'all moving so this man can be closer to his family? What's wrong with him? He got a family now. You know, I don't know no man. I got to move back because I miss my mom and them. Man, come on. You ain't know nobody in the city, but your best friend lived 30 minutes away. So that was good enough for me because she came to visit often. Yeah, after you got married, you got pregnant. That's when your husband started cheating. That's when you found out. That's when you found out he was cheating. I started getting random phone calls on my cell phone and our home phone. Now, right here, hold up. How do they get your cell phone and your home number? How? That don't make no sense, man. That's the part I don't understand. How they get your phone number? Unless they got his phone and looked through his phone and got it. That's the only way I can think about it. Then, some women saying that they have slept with your husband and he's telling everybody he's single again. That's because he's back. He back in town. He ain't getting back in town for his family. He got back in town for all them tricks. That's who he needed to get closer to. I got to get back over here where these tricks is.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he's about these tricks. This ain't about my mama and him. You ain't heard from his mama since you been back. He ain't been over there one time. Because he been over them tricks house. Tricky, tricky.
Wow.
Yeah, then you had your baby. You left your husband for more months. For 4 months, went to stay with your parents. And then guess what you did? You had an affair with your boyfriend from college. It happened twice, and I felt terrible about it. So did he. So did who? The boyfriend from college? That's a lie. I'll give you the rest of it when we come back.
Subject, do you think he can stop cheating?
Well, this woman and her boyfriend, her husband, got married 4 years ago. Went back to the city he grew up in so he could be closer to his family, which in essence we found out he wanted to be closer to them tricks. A year after y'all got married, you got pregnant, that's when you say your husband started cheating. He was cheating the whole time. You start getting random phone calls on your cell phone and your home phone, all these women telling you they sleeping with him, and he out in the streets talking about he's single again. That's because that's how he was acting. After that, you had your baby. You left your husband for 4 months. Went to stay with your parents so you could focus on being a new mom and have some peace. While I was in my hometown, I had an affair with my boyfriend from college. It happened twice, and I felt horrible. And so did he. No, he didn't.
No, not at all.
He didn't feel nothing horrible. Oh, God, this is horrible. What, he started crying? I can't believe I had slept it with you.
What? Say that again.
I can't believe I had slept it with you.
So guys don't feel remorse and stuff like that, you're saying, Steve?
Not openly.
What?
I ain't met nobody. I ain't openly. You know, we might get a drink and they say something about it.
I shouldn't have did.
But she's married.
Went over to him. Uh-huh. No, he don't care nothing about that.
He cares nothing about that. Okay.
No, that boy from college went on and did that. Uh-huh. So now,
can I hear the cry again, Steve?
I have slept it.
So he feels nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
So now, do you think he can stop cheating? Well, so far in this life, I'm trying to figure out if you can too. See, it ain't just to do. I turned to my best friend for advice on how to deal with my affair. I figured she'd help me sort everything out. You turned to your friend, told your friend you was having an affair. Well, that wasn't the case. Instead of consoling me, she hit me with a whammy. She told me she been sleeping with my husband since I left town and she now pregnant with his baby.
Oh.
She said that since I cheated on my husband, she felt it was okay to come clean about the affair. Girl, I know we friends and everything and we cool. But, you know, I need to tell you something. Girl, your husband ain't right. He been sleeping with me. I'm finna have his baby.
Oh, God. Mm.
Of course, my husband denies that it's his child. Wait a minute. See, she too cavalier in this letter. Mm. You get this news from your girlfriend. Where is the, I'm gonna kill her.
Yeah.
I can't stand her.
Yeah.
How can she do this to me? You went to, of course, my husband denies that it's his child. But he did admit to having sex with my best friend many times.
God, dog.
Now he's begging me to move back home so we can work things out. For what?
That's the child support.
I have drafted divorce papers, but I still love this man and my child need a father. The child still gonna have a father. The question is, do you want him though? He gonna have to be the father. He might not be the daddy, but he the father forever. What do you think I should do? Do you think he can really stop cheating? Well, he ain't so far.
We got evidence of that.
So once a cheater, always a cheater, you're saying.
Yeah, he ain't come up with no damn nothing.
He's been begging her back, Steve. Move
for
back
what?
Home.
Beg her back to do what?
But that's what she says in the letter. Now he's begging me to move home so we can work things out.
That's because he's hungry.
Do you think he can really stop cheating? Well, can you? Because you cheated too.
But I think you don't think she stopped? She didn't get pregnant by her college guy.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, it's not in the letter. We can only go by what's in the letter.
Well, I don't know how long ago they slept together, but she might not know yet.
Ain't no Walgreens in this little town they live in?
No, ain't nobody stopped by no damn Walgreens. Ain't nobody bought a pack of nothing.
Well, the wife isn't. Well, she didn't say she was pregnant by her friend.
I ain't there.
And then the best friend said that. She said that since the wife cheated on her husband, she felt it was okay to come clean about the
Now,
affair.
That's a friend for you right there.
Thank you for being
that's your
a friend.
Girl. Yeah, your bestie.
Travel down the road and back.
Friends like that, man.
Woo, Lord.
She didn't mean it.
Thank you for letting him put it in.
What? Jay.
You know, we talking about Walgreens. Here's a Walgreens joke for you.
Mm. All right.
This little boy went down to the drugstore with his father.
Okay.
And they were shopping for some stuff, and they happened to stop in front of the aisle for some grooming products, and the little boy looked down and noticed some condoms.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what they were, so he said, "Dad, what are these right here?" He said, "Those are condoms, son." He said, "What are they for, Dad?" He said, "Those are for to protect yourself when you're having sex or to avoid pregnancy."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Okay." He said, "Dad, what's this? Well, how come it's three in this box?" He said, "Well, son, that's for high school boys. So he can have one for the weekend, keep one in his pocket and one in his wallet at all times." He said, "Oh, wow." Then he kept looking at the condoms. He said, "Dad, how come it's six one in this one, Daddy?" He said, "Oh, son, that's for college boys."
Mm-hmm.
"That's because they're going to have a pretty busy weekend." And then he said, well, Daddy, what's this one right here? How come this one got 12 in it? His daddy teared up a little bit. He said, well, them is for married men, son. He said, Daddy, how come there's 12 of them in here? He said, because that's one for each month.
That's sad. That's sad. But so true.
But he teared up a little
but
bit.
But he teared up. That's for married men, boy.
So why you have to watch that box?
That's six boxes, what I missed.
All right, we got to get out of here, Steve. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.